I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to a first-year Kingston Frontenacs defenseman. He and his teammates are looking to make a difference off the ice while taking a run at a playoff spot on the ice in the Eastern Conference. That in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is defenseman Tyler Tucker of the Flint Firebirds. He had 11 points in four games last week on the back of 3 goals and 8 assists and was a +4. The highlight of the week was a 7-point performance with 2 goals and 5 assists in a 12-7 win back on Family Day against the Sarnia Sting. He continued on with 4 more points during last week's play. The 19-year-old from Long Lac, Ontario, right now 7th among OHL defensemen in scoring, at least coming into this week's play, with 53 points in 49 games, helping the Firebirds clinch a playoff spot and looking to make a long run in the Western Conference. Speaking of the Flint Firebirds, they are mentioned on this week's Kia CHL Top 10 rankings list. They come in at the number 10 spot this week. The OHL also represented by the Ottawa 67s at number 2, London Knights at 8, Kitchener Rangers at 9, and an honorable mention this week to the Saginaw Spirit. Cancer. Something that affects all of us at some point in our lives. The Kingston Frontenacs and their players are looking to make a difference as they have taken part in a fundraising effort through the Hockey Fights Cancer promotion. Rookie defenseman Braden Hache is leading the way as he has raised over $2,000 while promoting the fundraiser on social media. I caught up with the first year blue liner as we chatted about the fundraiser first and foremost, and also the Frontenacs run for a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. Well, Braden, anyone who follows the Kingston Frontenacs and yourself on social media has seen you guys have been very busy with a fundraiser that's been going on. But for people not aware, fill us in. What's happening and how are you guys making out with this?
Yeah, so our organization has been fundraising for childhood and prostate cancer throughout the month. We dedicated a game on the 15th at home to it, where we had a ceremonial puck drop and we raised funds throughout the month. So we're coming to the tail end here, but we've been working hard. I think we're just over 3,500 right now, and I'm proud to say myself I'm at 2,100 in funds right now.
You had set a goal of $2,000 when you first started out. Did you think, that's going to be a little bit of a challenge, but see if I can rally some of the troops around me here?
Yeah, so actually, I reset my goal a few times. I was pretty surprised with the outcome. With the power of social media, I set my goal at 500 to start. I tweeted about it and put it out there to the public and our fans and our association, and they helped me out with promoting that. And as it rose, I raised my fundraising goal as far as I could get, and right now we're sitting at just over 2,000. So I was pretty overwhelmed, and I think it's awesome.
Why is this important?
Cancer affects us all. It's a horrible disease that, unfortunately, everyone has been affected by directly or indirectly, and personally, I've been affected by it through my family, and it's ran through the family before. And if somebody in your family has cancer, the whole family has cancer, and I think it touches home for a lot of people. So it's very important for us to raise awareness for that.
And have you found through this? Obviously, you know the stories already, as you mentioned with your family, but I'm sure even the guys in the room, it's been having some fun with the fundraising, but at the same time, you look around the room and you know, I'm sure everybody's been affected by cancer around your dressing room and just like everywhere else.
Yeah, and you notice that by seeing the I Fight For signs. And you may not know that about somebody. You know, you see my uncle or my dad or my cousin, and then you see how much it affects everyone and how personal it gets.
I've got to think on the happier note of it, you've been having some fun with your teammates and being able to kind of have a little bragging rights when it comes to the fundraising.
Yeah, a little bit. I had to help some guys out with posting it. They're like, how'd you get it out there? So I was helping some guys out posting their fundraising links and yeah.
Did you find that this is kind of, at least for maybe even some of the younger guys, a lesson on the impact of social media? We hear sometimes so much of the negative side of social media, but a positive difference it can make.
100%. And I think for me, I was overwhelmed by that because I posted it, and with the power of retweeting and word of mouth and fans and other people, it blew up and people were donating left, right, and center. And I think for us, it shows that there's so many positives to social media as well that override those negatives. Like, you can use it in a very, very positive way.
You're in your first year in the Ontario Hockey League, made the jump from the York Simcoe Express last year with your minor midget team there. What's it been like coming into the Ontario Hockey League and making that adjustment, especially as a defenseman?
Yeah, well, it's been pretty surreal. I signed a training camp, so it was pretty quick. I did not go home. Came to training camp with a duffel bag hoping I could make the team, and I had to FaceTime my mom and my sister to pack my stuff back home and have them bring it up. But I think for me, like, the staff has been unbelievable here in Kingston, and the boys have been great. It made it a very easy transition, so have my billets. And as a defenseman, there was a lot of talk with, because when I signed, we still did not know where I was going to start my season, whether it be Kingston or somewhere else. And it was the speed and physicality and everything that was in question, and whether I'd be able to handle it with ups and downs this season as we're a young team rebuilding. So I think for me, just staying focused and being grateful for having the chance to be playing in the OHL.
For you, I know a little banged up. You've been nursing an injury for the last few weeks, but I understand you're getting close to coming back, hopefully.
Yeah, I fractured my foot 5 weeks back, actually, against Saginaw, and here we are in Saginaw this weekend, and I'll be hitting the ice with the team tomorrow morning to skate for the first time in 5 weeks, so I'm hoping to be back next week, Thursday, against North Bay.
I'm sure you've been chomping at the bit the last 5 weeks. Haven't been easy, I'm sure, in terms of just being able to, you can watch the team and cheer them on, but a little different being on the sidelines.
Yeah, and I've been itching. I got to remind myself, I got to wait for it to be fully healed, but I've been itching to get on the ice. But it's 100% different watching from a whole other view and being able to see the game from up top for a while.
This is a Frontenacs team that I think if you asked people around Christmas would have said, all right, it's a building team, and we'll see maybe a playoff run next season. No, you guys are in the thick of things now for a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. Is that kind of the mentality you guys have used a little bit, that, okay, people counted us out, now we're going to show them a little different here?
Yeah, we started to find ourselves, and we're a very young team, and we've started to really rally together and be able to bond as a team, and we kind of were like, everybody else is doubting us, so it's us against the world, so let's show them that we can compete with these top teams. And we've had very close games, and we've had wins against top teams in the league. And that gave us confidence that, hey, like, we're right there. So that's been giving us the push to drive for the playoffs, and now we're tied in the eighth seed, and we're trying to work our way up.
Is it starting to feel like all the games now are almost like playoff games?
Yeah, and it's picked up with intensity with watching, too. It's like almost every game you're treating to do or die.
That was Kingston Frontenac's first-year defenseman, Braden Hache. That's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News, presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.